coming into this short practice reflection on intention, or if you prefer, aspiration. Beginning first of all with simply feeling the body sitting, breathing, stabilizing our awareness in this moment through body and breath. One method we can use to connect with our deeper intentions or our higher aspirations is to bring awareness to the deep truth of how our lives are not permanent at all. And we might use the reflection, what if I had a sense or a knowledge that I only had a certain amount of time to live? Joan Halifax is a meditation teacher in the Zen tradition, and she has done a lot of work with the dying, and she writes, "In being with dying, we arrive at a natural crucible of what it means to love and be loved. And we can ask ourselves this, knowing that death is inevitable, what is most precious today? What is most precious today?" Letting any and all possibilities float up. What is most precious today, or what really matters? Any and all possibilities. Is it love, connection, beauty, truth, peace, reverence, freedom, living fully? What is it? This can be a great challenge for us. We may feel a lot of resistance. And we open to that as we feel it through body, mind, heart. Yes, yes, of course the resistance is here. Poet Kabir, Sufi poet, he wrote, "If you don't break your ropes while you're alive, do you think ghosts will do it after?" Living from our intentions is a way to break our ropes. then now asking ourselves, if I knew that in 1 year from now, this life that I've been blessed with would be over, what would I care about most deeply today? Yeah, the sense of 1 year. And what if I knew it was 1 month? Does anything shift with that? What if it were 1 week? One day, the last day. The last hour. The last minute. The last breath. And so simply noticing all the different possibilities and concerns, aspirations, intentions that are arising for you. There may be some focusing that happens with this contemplation. And just sitting with breath and body. Just noticing how it all sits with you, letting it be so. Feeling, opening to any challenge in body, heart, mind that's here. It's okay. It's okay. In Buddhist tradition, there are instructions to meditate in the old times, what are called the charnel grounds, which are where the dead would be taken and the vultures would come and take care of things in a very eco-friendly way. And that, to me, gets translated into simply being in a cemetery. And when I was on retreat this past summer at Gaia House in the UK, I did that quite a bit. This is a practice I've appreciated for many years. So I wrote a short piece on this, and we'll use this to finish. So this is called Meditation in West Ogwell Churchyard. I like to walk amongst the dead, fellow travelers in time. Silent, lives lived, encased in tomb, stone, bone. Silent, the death chant. Beloved, departed, sacred. This life carefully inscribed and obscured by lichen, leaf, moss, and mold. This life quickens to remember. And so can we use that reflection on the impermanence of our lives and those we love as a way to quicken us to remember.